Welcome back, everyone. I am here with Raymond Gourlay, and we are going to be doing a God at Work interview. We haven't done one in a while, and I'm really excited. These are really important to us here as the pastoral team, and we do them for a couple of reasons, but here are the two most important reasons. We do them, first of all, to introduce people in the congregation, just to give you a glimpse into their life and their story. What's different about them, what's similar about them, what makes them tick. And our goal, honestly, is that everyone eventually, who is willing, would be interviewed in a God at Work interview over the years. The second reason we do it is that Joseph and I say over and over again from the pulpit that what we do during the week is just as important as what we do on Sundays. But there is no better way to bring that to life than to hear what someone does during the week, and to hear from them, to pray for them, and be inspired by them about what their work is. So I want to introduce Raymond Gourlay, who is comparatively new to our church, and I'm going to ask him a few questions about himself, so be listening. Raymond, so to start, tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and you're new to the area. Where have you come from?
Awesome. We came from Parksville, so I got a lovely wife, Rebecca. She is 8.5 months pregnant, and a son, Kieran, 2.5. He's been running around here at the back and screaming and whatnot, so he's adorable. And we just moved from Nanaimo, and my wife is from Ladysmith. I'm actually from Parksville, so this is kind of returning back to my childhood home for me, which feels really fun. And we've been here, since June. It's been awesome to be back in the community and to get involved here at Oceanside.
Right. So tell us a little bit about, it's always great to hear, how you found Jesus, how Jesus found you.
Well, there was this bus driver named Diane. No, I did have her, and of course
everyone knows Diane.
I had the blessing of being born to parents who are Christians, and they were actually missionaries and aid workers when I was a little kid, and so they raised my brothers and I to know about Jesus, and so I accepted Jesus at a very young age and was able to be discipled in Sunday school programs and youth ministries here in Parksville. So, just had some really good provision early on in life, and Jesus gave my heart to him at a young age. And continued to get to know him over the course of my life. So I've been really thankful for that.
So tell us a little bit about your work. What do you spend most of your time doing it? Feel free to describe it for us.
Yeah, that's something I think about a lot because I just changed jobs. So I, up until recently, was working at a church in Ladysmith doing vocational ministry at various levels of full-time and part-time. Wonderful, beautiful church. And now I am full-time cheese all the time. So I work in a family business called Little Qualcomm Cheeseworks. If you know anything about family businesses or if you've worked in one, you know that you basically do everything. So the main areas that I'm responsible for are the sales and the marketing and tourism, farmers markets, and then I'm just actually making cheese most days a week now as well. So I love doing that. It's a big shift from the world of church ministry, but there's tons of overlap, and I especially love cheese, and I'm going to frame it up a little differently. I've been thinking a lot about God in work, so I was stoked to be able to talk about this because there's kind of two levels in which God is always with us as we work, and two levels in which we honor him in our work. One is with the people that we work with. So I went from working with all Christians in a church environment to working with some Christians and some non-Christians. And the biggest lesson that I've learned there overall is if you're not weird and awkward about your faith, no one feels weird and awkward about your faith. You know what I mean? If it's something that you're comfortable talking about because it's a huge part of my life, other people respect that. And I've been able to have really excellent conversations with some coworkers who are not Christians and to just talk about things in a healthy, casual way. And then being able to talk about faith with other Christians at work is a real blessing too, and to be able to encourage one another in our faith and discuss issues because we have a lot of different traditions and denominations represented in our company, which is awesome. And then there's the other level of honoring God with the actual work. And the Bible is clear that no matter what we're doing it for the glory of God. And so we pursue excellence and we pursue, when we give it our best, even if you work with no one, Just the actual work is an act of worship. So I try and keep that in mind, and I especially love it because we're making food. And the Bible talks tons about food. It talks about God providing food. It talks about us sharing food. It talks about the meal. It talks about sharing, you know, a community that's built around a meal. When Jesus chose something to commemorate his body and blood, he chose food. So I love that. And I love that the food that we produce isn't just a staple like maybe flour or oil that goes into everything. It's something that people buy on special occasions, and they use it to share with friends and family. They use it to gather around. So I literally pray for our cheese as I'm making it, because it's not just nourishing people, it's building community, and it's going to draw people together. So I love that. And then there's this other element around agriculture and stewarding the land. And something that we talk about on every tour that we do is we've been given 90 acres of farmland on Vancouver Island. That's a lot. It's a lot of habitat. And it's not just habitat for farm animals, but also wild animals, also farm crops and wild plants and people. There's four generations of people who live, of one family who live on the farm. My parents, my son, my brothers, we're all this, a giant family commune. And then we have guests and visitors on the farm every single day, and it's a joy to be able to share our farm publicly with that. So we always think and talk about how our farm is habitat for all of those different parties and how we can best steward that to enable every party to have what they need, not necessarily what they want, but to be able to have what they need from that property and to be able to steward that land in a God-honoring way. So I've learned that coming out of church ministry, where it's very obvious to see God working in your work, coming into food/agriculture or any area, it's God's still at work, and it's still obvious to see what he's doing and how to honor him in that.
That's incredible. Isn't it incredible to hear such a rich vision and theology of work from somebody so young? And we're thankful to have you here, Raymond. Now, Raymond, do you ever have fun at work?
I avoid it at all costs, but sometimes we slip into it.
We found a video on the Little Qualcomm Cheese Works Facebook page that you might want to see. Go ahead and play that, Judy.
Yeah, we're in here wrapping up oat lupinier, and I'll drop a couple rhymes while I got your ear. And everybody's talking about the cranberry frit, and you know that it's good, cause we go great grit. And oh yeah, I'm a cheese maker rapper, I use the vacuum sealer but not the flow wrapper. And Paula, what? I heard you like it spicy, so I made some cheese that turned out nicely. Yeah, we call it hot jail, I made 18 wheels, it's about to get filled, it's a give you a thrill. And oh!
Can you give him a hand?
Be careful what you put on the internet.
Yeah, you're never putting anything on the internet again. So, sorry, on a more serious note, you can't go yet. Is there anything that you struggle with at work, you struggle with when you're seeing God at work, anything? How can we pray for you?
Yeah, it's a challenge to often work together with people that you live with and to have boundaries within your family, to have family time and to have work time. So especially as we move onto the farm, and for my wife, this is a brand new industry and a brand new place and whatnot. So we're still figuring out how to create healthy parameters around our work and our family life and all of that. And it's not just living on a farm. It's living on a farm where there's visitors and guests every single day. So one of those parameters I was talking about earlier, one of those different parties, is at open hours, right? We have certain time that's just for family, and then time to invite everyone else in. So finding kind of our mix in that is something that we're working on and praying about right now, so you can join us in praying for that. And certainly, we need more cheesemakers, so we've got someone that we're training right now, but we're working really hard. And just energy and strength for my mother and I, we're the two cheesemakers, as we continue to try and meet demand and all of that. But God's blessed the business in a really real way, and we're very thankful that the community has supported us so much for the last 16 years. And it's a tremendous thing to be a part of.
Will you stretch out your hand with me, and let's pray for Raymond and his family and for a little quality.